Unlike in Western urban areas, many indigenous people live with consistent disease issues all the time, issues of malaria and dengue fever and dysentery and other infections. And here comes another one, and yet this one is different from the others. Also to say, and we really recognize this in the dialogue, that pandemics raise a lot of traumatic issues for indigenous people. The history of colonization was a history of disease, was a history of terrible loss of life from colonialism spreading zoonotic or other diseases from the Western world into all corners of the planet. So this pandemic raises a lot of memories about the experiences that people have suffered from. There was a rigidity in the relationship between the Western, and we call it Western, even though it's a global system of science, a global system of science with roots in West Asia, South Asia, East Asia, and Western Europe, and now a global system. But that system of science has its own norms and principles and its modalities and methodologies. Indigenous knowledge systems are extremely complex. They're very much based on this, where they've emerged from. The languages of the people are intimately tied to the transmission of the knowledge system, and the way that people live on the land or the seas or the waters shape how these systems exist. One thing that we at UNESCO learned very clearly was that there's an underlying institutional capacity that Indigenous people have that is sometimes not explicit. So when we talk about Indigenous peoples and their knowledge systems, actually there are underlying ways in which that knowledge is managed, transmitted, reviewed, tested, transformed to meet the current requirements. And so in the middle of COVID-19, Indigenous people were applying their logic, applying their knowledge systems, and looking at the appropriate solutions for the problems they were dealing with.